We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting four lines from the bottom. We had a machlokes by Chadosh. If Chadosh is a noyeg dafka in Eretz Yisrael or Chosloritz, and then machlokes says, "Hey, darsh the word Moishav." Does Moishav Seichem mean every place you live, and therefore Chadosh is in every place out of Eretz Yisrael as well, or Moishav? Really, Chadosh is dafka in Eretz Yisrael, and Moishav means after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So it's really two nafka minis la'alacha between the two man the Amrim. One nafkamina lalach is if there's chadash chuslaris. Number two is even Eretz Yisrael, when is chadash chal? Is chadash chal right when I get into Eretz Yisrael or after 14 years? That's another nafkamina to two man the amru. The more is bishlam man the amru Moishav called makam shat miyosh mashma. If your old Moishav means yichayiv in every single place, so then when you get there Eretz Yisrael, yichayiv right away because there's no din Arusha Vashiva. Because Moishav means every place. So then we understand it says by Yahushua, when Klai Yisrael gets to Eretz Yisrael, they cross the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. It says, "Hayin d'chsev v'yoichlu ma'avu ha'aretz." They ate from the produce of the land. M'machras ha'Pesach, the day after Pesach, matzis v'kol v'etz mi'arizah. They ate the day after Pesach. Mashma, until the 16th day of Nisan, they did not eat from the produce of the land. Why not? Because it was chadash. Achal mekar le'achal. They didn't eat mekar le'achal. They didn't eat anything from before. Why? Alma. Akrivayim, you see, after makrav da'im, you have after makrav da'im, then you eat. So we understand very geshmak that the chadash was chal already. Other man diyam alach rush v'shiva, but you learn the word Moishav teaching us that there was no din chadash until after 14 years. What's the problem? Right when they get into Eretz Yisrael, they can start eating because there's no din chadash until not 14 years. Nechal alter, let them eat right away and finish. Why is it saying makras pesach? So one answer is you're right, they could have ate right away, they didn't have to. They had the man. We're going to prove they had the man until the 16th day of Nisan. Lo yav tzricha, the chassid says in the pasuk, "Uvnei Yisrael achlu es haman arba'am shana." The Klai Yisrael, this is a pasuk in Chumash. It says, "Uvnei Yisrael achlu es haman arba'am shana." It's a pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach. The Klai Yisrael ate the man for 40 years ad boyam el eretz leshavas until they came to the settled land. Es haman achlu ad boyam el eretz Canaan. They ate the man until they got to the end of Eretz Canaan. And the Gemara asks, I don't understand Pshat in the Pasuk. On one hand it says Eretz Yisrael, which Rashi says means the land of Eretz Yisrael Mamish, after Sichem V'Og. You know, they captured Sichem V'Og, and that's where Bnei Gavi Ruvein, Echad Yishev, and Menashe took the Chelek. But Eretz Yisrael is the Iker land, because that's the main land. So Yeshlema, that the 8 man ad Boyim Eretz Yisrael, Shekvar, Nem, Alex, Eretz Canaan, says they only ate the man until they got to the border of Eretz Canaan. V'Yeshlema Eretz Canaan, Sherekar, Nem, Boyim Eretz Yisrael. So Stira in the Pasuk. On one hand, it says that they ate man until they got to Eretz Yisrael, which means that even while they got after they got into Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, it says only until the border of Eretz Canaan. Okay, sad. V'shiva ba'ad ames Moshe. Moshe died on the 7th day of Adar. This is a month and a half before the 16th day of Nisan. He dies v'shiva ba'ad ames Moshe. Pasek man malaria. The man stopped falling. But they still had man in their kelim. But they had enough man in their kelim until the 16th day of Nisan. They had enough man, and that's how I answered the pasuk that they ate until Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan. Stira. It only fell until they reached Eretz Canaan because Moshe died. But the man lasted until Eretz Yisrael. Now, the month had been spoiled, that was part of Nez. Also, what happened to the Issa Loisa Siru? So the Brisker Rav talks about in Parash Mishalach also, the Loisa Siru also is only it was not an Issa here, or it's only it was not an Issa in this month. It's only Issa, he wants time, it's only Issa when the month was falling, maybe. Only when the month was falling, then was Issa. Once the month stopped falling, there's no Issa Loisa Siru anymore. That could be the Terence. But Akapatam, that was a Nez. The month lasted until then. So the Gemara's Terence to the Kasha is, the first kasha was that why didn't they eat right away from the avur aretz, from the produce of the land? They could have, but they didn't have to, because they had the man until 16th day Nisan. Now Tosfos in Dir Masla Ad Boyam has it said that the words in Shavas means the opposite of Rashi. The Yesh Farshim Ipchas says halfway through Ad Boyam, Eretz Neshavas Haynu Eretz Zichem Vayik, and it's called Neshavas because in contrast to the Midbar, it's settled that land. And Eretz Canaan means till the other end of Eretz Canaan. In Eretz Canaan, a kabbalim. But either way, we had a steer in the pasuk, and we're saying that if it stopped on the 7th day of Adar, but it still had the month, it still had the month until the 6th day of Nisan. That's the answer to that man, the Yama.
We're
on the side of the Yarden that's not part of mainland of Eretz Yisrael, yeah. Now the Gemara is going to the Cheshbonos. How do you know that the when the month fell and when did Moshe die? Tanya idach. Chovrei Yisrael ochlu saman abam shana. The Maaseh puzzle says they ate the month 40 days. So we saw that they considered they ate the month because they had the month until the 16th day of Nisan, and they went out of Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. So they ate it for 40 years. The problem is they didn't get the month right when they left Mitzrayim. They got the month 30 days later. Because it says in the pasuk that by Yisu me'elim v'go kol adas bnei Yisrael amidbar sin asher bein elim v'vein Sinai b'chamisha asu yom l'chayish hasheni, and the 15th day of Iyar they reached the Eretz Yisrael v'yom r'leim bnei Yisrael mi yitem v'shenu b'midbar. This is a few seconds later. It says they were hungry and he said, oh, we're going to die now in the midbar. We should have stayed in Mitzrayim. Why did we leave Mitzrayim? And Hashem said, I'm giving you a month. So when do you think this happened? When does this happen? 16th day of year. So we're missing a month. The teach us ugais sheitziu mivetrayim tomu behem tamon. It teach us the ugais, the cakes, the cookies, the matzahs they took out of Mitzrayim with them had a taste of man, and they subsisted on those ugais until 16th day of year, and those had a tamon. Therefore, it's considered they ate the man for 40 years. Actually, it's a little bit shred. The Gemara's kasha. Barm shana chasa achas. It's a kasha. In the back, the Gilgamesh Rashi says, a lot of times you round it off to the nearest 40. It's not so shver, but like upon him, the Gemara holds that's a good kasha, and the Gemara holds that you could buy us from here that the Ugas had a taste of mon.
What day did
they enter the Shalom? What day? The 10th day. We'll learn in a second. There's the 10th day of Nisan. 10th day of Nisan.
They had leftover
mon. The month from the 7th day of Adar they had. Tanya Yidach, Lundan Raisa, Vashiva Ba'ada Meis Moshe. Moshe died on the 7th day of Adar. Vashiva Ba'ada Neil, and he was born on Shiva Adar also. How do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Adar? It doesn't say his yahrzeit in the Torah, the day that he died. Actually, by Aaron HaKohen, it says he died on Rosh Chodesh Av. But it doesn't say that Moshe died on Shiva Adar. How do we know? So now it says in the Pasuk, Vayomos Shom Eved Hashem. This is a Pasuk in the Torah. It says, Vayomos Shom Eved Hashem, Veretz Moyav Api Hashem. That's what it says in the Torah. V'chziv, then it says, V'yifku Bnei Yisrael, as Moshe Baris Moshe Shloishim Yoyim Vitim Mei Be'ech Moshe. So for 30 days they cried over Moshe. Those are all psukim in the Torah. Then it says B'chsiv Vahi Achrei Moshe Moshe Ever Hashem. It says the beginning of Yeshua, first pasuk in Yeshua. It says Vahi Achrei Moshe Moshe Ever Hashem. Vayim Hashem Al Yeshua Benun Mesharis Moshe Leimar. And next pasuk says Moshe Avdi. It says Moshe Avdi B'chsiv Moshe Avdi Meis. Now you cross the yard, and Hashem tells you, Yeshua. And the next part says, "V'ksiv ivru b'kerav amach." Now v'tzav v'som leimar hechinu lechem tzeido l'derech hechinu lechem tzeido ki ba'oyv shloishes yom mat ivru mes the yard nazeh. In 3 days, you're going to leave and cross the yard. So get ready, prepare yourself for tzeido for 3 days. Sakaponim, we have 30 days of Evil Moshe. Then you have 3 days to cross to get ready to cross the Yarden. And in Chasiv it says, "Va'am olu min ha'yarden be'esor l'chayish harishon." They cross the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. So Akaponim, we have over here 33 days, and it's the 10th day of Nisan. Say mehem shloishim shloishim. Take off 10th day of Nisan, 30 minus 33 days. L'mafreya holamda. Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Adar. So Akaponim, that's a proof that he died on the 7th day of Adar, because we minus 33 out of the 10th day of Nisan. How do you know that he was born that day? Can we know that he died that day? He was born that day. Shenema, it says in the possible. He says, today I'm 120 years old, and I can't learn Torah anymore, like Rashi says in Chumash. But why say Hayoyim? I'm 120 today. Shayna Hayoyim, I thought Hayoyim, Lamed, Shkarish Baruch, Yoshiv, Kagroch sits from Malish and Sayim, Shal Sadikim, Yoyim, Layoyim. He fills the years of Sadikim from day to day, Machodish to Chodish, and from month to month, Shanemar, Smithbar, Yamecha, Amali. Like the Prophet says, I'll fill up your days. And I'm ready to pay. Shu already asked, why do you need 2 Makairis? We have Makairis Hayoyim. That's exactly 120 years. The white name is Mr. Zachemali. So the different terutzim saying one way or the other, we say just by chance. Here we see it's a special thing for tzaddikim. Akapadim, we're saying over here that he was born on Shiva Ba'adar and he was died on Shiva Ba'adar. And we proved in Pasuk that on the 7th Ba'adar he died. And because they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. And therefore, and back to the Gemara before, where we proved that as the 40 years that he had the man, even though it stopped falling on seventh Adar, they had the man until the 16th day Nisan, the Fidat Mandi Omar. Al Kaparim, that is the end of the Gemara here with the Shaila of Chadosh, the Machlekes of Chadosh, if it's in after Rosh Hashiva or not. So either they had to have it because it's Chal right away, it's the Chadosh, or it worked out that way, they didn't eat Mavur Aretz until the 16th day of Nisan.